You're listening to Public Radio from Western Michigan University, WMUK 102.1 FM. I'm Arlene McMichael. I'll be bringing you interviews with people making a difference in the Kalamazoo area, both names you might know and some you might not. They'll air throughout February. Our guest today is humanitarian and journalist Sonia Bernard-Hollins. She's owner of a book publishing company and online magazine, as well as founder of a travel and community service group for local girls that's taking them to several countries. Welcome to WMUK, Sonia.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
What three adjectives would you use to describe yourself?
It's hard to describe yourself. You know, we're both journalists and we're always interviewing other people. So when it comes to interviewing or describing myself, that's kind of hard. I mean, I'm a hard worker, I'm passionate, and I'm dedicated.
If you had to sum up your life's work in one sentence, what would it be?
Making a difference for others.
Your group for girls is called the Merz Tate Explorers. Merz Tate attended Western Michigan Teachers College, which later became Western Michigan University, and she graduated with the highest GPA on record at the time in 1927. And she is Western's first African American to earn a bachelor's degree. There's a whole lot of other things to know about Merz Tate. Can you just quickly tell us some of those other things in terms of academics and travel?
You know, Merz Tate was a Michigan native, born in Blanchard, and, you know, her school burnt down when she was in 10th grade. So she went on to Battle Creek Central, where she graduated there, went on to Western, where she became the first African-American graduate during her bachelor's degree. When Merz Tate graduated from Western Michigan University in 1927, Michigan didn't hire black teachers to teach high school. So she got a job in Indianapolis, Indiana, at a brand new school called Crispix Attucks High School. And that school was created by the Ku Klux Klan of that community because they did not want black students going to school with white students. So they created this all-black high school, and Merz Tate was the first of its teachers. She taught history there. And in her history classes, she taught kids about the places that she actually told them in school. So she took them to Niagara Falls, Washington, D.C., all these amazing places during the Depression era. It was an amazing opportunity for these kids to go out and see this world when other people disrespected them to be maids and chauffeurs. And she wanted to expose them to more. And not only did she do that, she showed them how to do it. So in the summers, she went to correspondence school. She got a master's degree from Columbia University. She went on to Oxford University, where in 1935 she became the first African-American graduate. She left from Europe and came over to teach at historically black universities and colleges, and Howard University is where she ended up last, where she retired. But in between that time, she was an international scholar. She was a Fulbright scholar in India, spoke five languages. She traveled the world twice. She was, you know, she wrote books on international politics and met all these prime ministers. She was a fascinating, amazing woman who lived a life that I didn't even know about until I looked up on her during a story at the Kalamazoo Gazette. She is someone that I felt should be honored and recognized in her legacy. She never had any kids. So when I started Merz Tate Explorers, which was a travel club in 2008, it was like a celebration of her life teaching girls how to see the world around them and to just explore different possibilities. And if Merz Tate could do these things in the 1920s and 30s and 40s, hey, what more can these girls do today? So Merz Tate was an inspiration for this organization that started in 2008.
And there's amazing things that that girls group is doing, and I'd like to talk about a couple of them. I will say in passing that you did write a children's book about Merz Tate. You also put together a traveling exhibit about Merz Tate that debuted at the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame in 2011. But you also, just like Merz Tate, you enabled the girls in your group to travel near and far. They've gone to France. They've gone to Japan. How many countries have they gone to so far? And what are those countries?
Well, we've done France, of course, Italy, Japan. We count Hawaii as a country, even though it isn't. It was just so far away. But, of course, Vatican City, all over, you know, Italy and
How many countries would you say, though, that you've gone to?
We've gone to about 7 countries.
That's amazing.
Yeah, our goal is to hit all the continents. It's amazing. It's a fun journey where it started off just us meeting at the libraries and visiting places like Stryker and Kellogg and different women in different positions. And our goal was always to travel the world, but it wasn't until 2015 that we actually, received passports and our first girls really started traveling as part of our organization. Now, we did have younger girls who grew up in our organization who went to college and did study abroad because they were so excited about traveling through our program. They ended up graduating a year early from college because they did study abroad in the summers. So even though we couldn't physically take some of those early girls abroad, they took what they learned from our organization and went on their own. And I think that's amazing.
There's so many things that your group does that I couldn't even begin to touch on it. But one aspect that I did want to talk about is how you've looped into this group your background in media. You have been a professional journalist in the past. You've also worked at Public Media Network, so you're also familiar with the broadcast realm. Your girls, they also interview people and put out a publication of their own. Some of the people they've interviewed, hey, I'd want to interview some of those people. What are some of the more intriguing people that they've had a chance to interview?
Well, I mean, they've interviewed Mae Jemison, of course, the first African-American female astronaut. So that was amazing. They've interviewed Ruth Carter, who was the first African-American to win an Oscar for costume design. They've interviewed CEOs of Whirlpool and different corporations and on and on and on. Presidents of colleges. I think Dr. O'Larion at King College may have been our first celebrity interview. But yeah, just getting these girls an opportunity to meet women who have powerful stories and who still are touchable. Like, hey, call someone up and talk to these girls. And 9 times out of 10, they were like, I would love to. And it's just their passion for what they do that they want to share with our girls.
In 2018, your group earned the top grant of $15,000 from Tendaji. During its inaugural year as a philanthropic group of African-American women based in Kalamazoo, and the gifts just keep coming. I read just as recently as January 19th of this year, the city of Kalamazoo honored your group and honored your girls by giving them each $300 college scholarships.
Yeah, I mean, I think the amazing thing about what this program is doing as well as exposing girls to different people and careers and places is also allowing them to find themselves and what they're passionate about. And so a few of our girls have done amazing community service work. So, you know, the city of Kalamazoo recognizes students for social justice, and three of our 5 seniors were recognized. All of our seniors are recognized at the NAACP Charles Warfield Award for their work in social justice and community service. So, you know, we're not just about travel, we're about educating girls for their future, and not only for their future, but for their communities and how you give back. 2 of our girls will be getting a Girl Scout Gold Award, which is the highest honor you can receive as a Girl Scout. So, you know, my passion is not to say, oh, we're just the Mercy Explorers and we're in our own little bubble. My desire is to expose them to as many different organizations and programs as possible to give them a well-rounded view and opportunities. I could never have done this without all the people in the community and the organizations who do things that I can't do that allow our girls to be recognized. And these awards are just some of those ways that we're able to expand beyond our little bubble and show the rest of the community what our girls are capable of.
You hold degrees from Kalamazoo Valley Community College and Western Michigan University. You graduated in 1993 from Western with a degree in English and journalism. You are the co-owner, along with your husband, Sean, of Season Press Publishing. I believe you started that in and around the same year that you started your girls' group. Is that correct?
That's correct. I was working at the Gazette, and when I had my last daughter, Sasha, and I had known about Merz Tate during my time at the Gazette. But when the Gazette kind of started downsizing, I did more freelancing. I needed something else to do. So Arlene Washington owned the Community Voices newspaper, and she approached my husband Sean and I about taking it over because they were really ready to get out of the business. So we took over Community Voices and made it into a quarterly magazine. Now it's online right now, and we do the annual Girls Can magazine for our girls. So around the time that I started that organization for the girls, my thought was, how do I not only encourage them to write, but give them the opportunity to be published? And so the magazine became like a partner with the organization, and girls write stories, take photographs, do all those amazing things. You know, once a year, they unveil their magazine that features some of the highlights of things they did that particular year. So the magazine and the organization are partners in a way that we're allowing the girls to be highlighted. And we even, the publishing company, we're publishing one of the stories of one of our young girls who wrote a book. So it's really, it's a marriage and a partnership showing these girls not only that I am a nonprofit founder, but a business owner as well. So it's an amazing partnership.
Your book publishing company, it's not just publishing the work of African-Americans, anybody. You know, you've had people of all races who publish their books through your company. I imagine that one of the big missions of your book publishing company is changing the narrative, as they say, and that representation matters. I know that you have come out once with a coloring book of African-American graduates from the Kalamazoo Public Schools. And I thought I saw something even more recently that there's a project that you're doing with Northeastern Elementary School. Tell us about that.
You know, my Season Press Publishing in Merced Explorers has been amazing because it allows me to give girls a voice. It allows me to give people in the community who have written books an opportunity to have amazing publications that my husband Sean and I helped edit, graphic design, you know, all these amazing things. Sean actually just received an award from the Arts Council, Businessman of the Year, for his work in the arts dealing with book publishing. But I mean, it was just an amazing opportunity to bring literacy to a different level with these students. So our Your Turn coloring book that was created with our girls allowed them to learn about African-American first in Kalamazoo. So our first book, Your Turn, African-American Women, features women first of Kalamazoo. In addition to that, they created little mini documentaries on each of those women, which are now posted on our Merced Explorers YouTube page. So it's a partnership. When these books go into the schools, then the teachers can look up these videos and share them with their students, particularly because a lot of things are online now. And then we have the African-American Men First of Kalamazoo that is being released as well. And it's a cartoon book that allows kids to learn about the first African-American men of Kalamazoo, starting with Enoch Harris, the first black settler, all the way to Vern Coakley, the first African-American police chief. So, you know, we use our organization not only to teach girls about history, but to allow them to teach their next generation as well.
So the Your Turn, is that one singular book or there are several, each book dedicated to a different person?
So Your Turn for Women features about 16 African-American women first. Then the Your Turn Men version, which is the second edition in that series, it features about 22 local African-American men. So there will be different series based on different aspects. So right now, African-American Women First is one book, and African-American Men First is the second. So it's two volumes already in that series. And we'll continue to research and do more to create other coloring books that may not just be about African-Americans. It may be about Native Americans or, you know, entrepreneurs in the community or different things like that. But these are the first two of those Community Voice series. And Community Voices, keeping that alive to, like you said, keep the narrative, change that narrative in our community by bringing out history that sometimes is overlooked or just hidden that no one even knows about.
Did Northeastern Elementary School get both books?
Northeastern Elementary School purchased the women's edition. The men's version is recently new, so that one, they'll be ordering that one soon, I'm hoping. So, yeah, they ordered that one, the women's book for African American History Month, and so the men's book is recently released. So I'm sure that will be ones that schools like Northeastern and other schools will be ordering. I mean, County Promise ordered hundreds of them. Family Health Center ordered some. You know, so a lot of educational organizations are really inspired by this project.
How many of those books went to Northeastern?
250 books went to Northeastern. And they used them for a special Valentine's Day gift packaging that they were doing for their students. So students received not only that book, but they received books from Jacqueline Woodson and candy and different little things like that to encourage their students. So it was a part of a special package they were giving to their students for Valentine's Day.
Yes, what I wanted to follow up on is that both you and your husband, for 2020, the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo awarded each of you Community Arts Awards. So I wanted to say, hey, congratulations to the both of you. You guys are a gift that keeps on giving. What's next for Sonia Bernard Hollings?
There's always something next. I got a million irons in the fire. But, you know, right now I'm looking, since we've helped hundreds of people publish their own books, I'm looking to do traditional publishing. So I've had a couple agents looking at some works that I've done, you know, go to traditional route and see how that goes. Our goal is to hit all seven continents. So when COVID's over, we're going to be back on the road and doing some amazing things there and even hitting the state. You know, there's some amazing opportunities to see things in our own United States that we haven't explored. So we'll be looking more into that as well. So, you know, just on the horizon, getting my daughter out of high school, other one in ninth grade, you know, and Edward, my son, who's featuring at Gilmore Piano, supporting my children and being a mother and a wife and a businesswoman and a nonprofit executive director, just kind of keeping the balls juggling.
Honestly, Sonia, I don't even know how you do it. You have a total of four children, and you mentioned in passing about son Edward, who plays piano. I think you're under talking about that. He's a classical pianist. You know, he's breaking ground in his own way. So that's really quite amazing. As we close and you reflect on all that you have done over the years, what are you proudest of?
I mean, I think it goes back to when you say, you know, what's that one sentence that defines you? I think, you know, making a difference for others. You know, the things that I'm passionate about doing are things that are going to help enhance other people's lives and help tell their stories. So just like we're telling Mars Tate's story, when people come to us for a book they want to publish, that's part of their story, part of their journey. You know, when we take our girls to different places and they have different adventures, that's now a part of their journey and their story. That's going to be a part of their legacy. So, you know, really just, you know, my goal is to help people, you know, tell their stories and their lives any way I can, using media, using journalism, using travel, you know, whatever medium that they need at that point, that, you know, I just want to be there. That's our whole purpose here, you know, on Earth, is to help other people get where they need to be. So that's my passion.
Well, you were born in Kalamazoo, a girl who's done big things and done well. Congratulations, and thank you for joining us here on WMUK.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.